it was another big week for Facebook, in the sense there was another outage of their systems, but also there was a Facebook whistleblower this week, Frances Hogan, who formerly worked in Facebook, gathered a load of documents and everything while she was there, and then came out in a very organised fashion. And I think the nub of what she said was the company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram safer, but won't make the necessary changes because they put their astronomical profits before people. I'm joined now by Elaine Burke, who's editor of Silicon Republic. Good morning, Elaine.
Hi, Brendan.
Elaine, in a nutshell, what did we learn this week about Facebook, in essence?
Well, I suppose for people who've been following stories about Facebook closely, we haven't necessarily really learned anything new. Frances Hogan was actually working with the Wall Street Journal in the lead up to the past weekend when she did a 60 Minutes interview and kind of came out publicly then. She was anonymously working with journalists up till then. So this story has been precipitated by a number of articles in the Wall Street Journal. And what has happened is that the 60 Minutes interview that she did in the States and then her testimonial in front of US Congress has now kind of formalized those statements that have already been out there. And it's generally what she's saying is that there's internal Facebook documents. She left the company and apparently took tens of thousands of documents with her. And there's internal research at Facebook that says that the company might be aware of problems with platforms such as Instagram and its effect on the mental health of teenage girls. That was one of the specific points made. But she's also filed complaints with the Securities and Exchange Commission in the States, which is basically the financial regulator for publicly traded companies there. 8 complaints she's filed, and these all pertain to things like that Facebook has allegedly been misrepresenting itself to the public, to its users and to investors.
Now, I suppose the big question is, as you say, we have had these moments before, and there was a book a couple of months ago, The Ugly Truth, and I think a lot of this kind of stuff was in it, and worse in a way. But we've had delete Facebook moments before, but they seem to power on, and it seems to usually die off, and they've got 3.5 billion people to spare. So if they lose a few, on they go. I know that Frances Hogan compared it to Facebook's big tobacco moment. Is it?
Well, I mean, what I would say about big tobacco is still plenty of smokers in the world. So even if it is a big tobacco moment for them, are they still going to survive? More than likely. I don't really see this having a huge impact on Facebook, because we see critics of Facebook still operating via Facebook. To get a message out there, even as a media entity talking about these issues, I bet the Wall Street Journal shared those stories on Facebook, because you are right, it's an audience of billions of people across all of their platforms, because remember, Facebook owns WhatsApp and Instagram as well, and another platform called Oculus, which is virtual reality. They've got 3.2 billion users across all of those. If they lose millions, that's 0.something% of that. So,
yeah.
But they don't want to lose users. They really do want to target new markets and new users in terms of young people. They want more young people adopting Facebook. You don't really hear of young people using Facebook. You might hear of them using Instagram.
No,
you might hear
no.
of them using WhatsApp.
It's for the gerontocracy. Really, isn't it? And you see, I wonder if that's part of it as well, that people, Instagram's a different situation, but Facebook, people aren't that worried about their kids because their kids aren't on Facebook, I guess, in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I think that's why Instagram is the key cause of concern, because it has a larger user group, and because they actually wanted to develop Instagram Kids, which in the last week before Frances Hogan came out publicly, they said that they're going to put a pause on Instagram Kids because of the criticism it's been received. But that's only being paused. They still intend to launch a children focused product for Instagram.
OK, Elaine Burke, editor of Silicon Republic, thank you very much.